B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Shark stuff later.
Oh, yeah, we get a lot of shark
More
stuff.
On that
but that's later.
I gotta get Richie up here. Richie got a new boogie board. We'll bring Richie up and give him his boogie board.
Richie on the boogie board?
Richie.
Oh, God.
Starting to feel it.
Oh, boy.
A little bit.
Noontime hour here on Zolak and Bertrand, 617-779-0985. NFL owners' meetings are taking place in Florida, and owners have given the competition committee the go ahead. The go ahead to change the rule. Allowing replay of pass interference calls. Okay, here we are. It looks like it's going to happen. So they will tweak the rules, and they're going to allow replay of PI. Here's where the tweaking needs to happen. They've got to figure out how it's going to go in the final 2 minutes of each half.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have to figure out if they want to allow that to be automatic by the booth or if they're going to take it out of the hands of the officials and make it mandatory that a coach challenge it anyway in the final 2 minutes of the half.
Okay, so it's out of the hands of the officials.
That's the proposal right now. Force the coaches to challenge it in the final 2 minutes.
What if you don't have a challenge?
Then you can't challenge it.
So this is going to make you hang on to your challenge. This is what it's going to do. It's going to make you less likely to challenge something earlier because you know you're going to need this later.
The league fears too many stoppages of play in the closing minutes if the reviews are left up to the officials. What they could do is say, coaches, you've got to throw the flag. If you don't have challenges, you can't challenge it. You got to have a flag left.
It's going to make you save your timeouts and save your challenges because if you lose the challenge earlier, you're going to lose timeouts too. So it's a double whammy.
Can you go to the ref with your phone and say, look, it's here. I have it right here.
No,
on my
you
phone.
Can't do
no,
that.
No, Jim, it's not Rhode Island.
It's not Jesus. Rhode Island softball. That's Rhode Island softball rules. So,
Rhode Island.
That's part of it, okay? They want to make it, and they're going to consult with coaches in the league on this. But they want to make it so that in the final 2 minutes, the booth will not automatically review the PI. It will not be an automatically reviewed play by the booth. The only way that PI is challenged is when a coach throws a flag.
Hmm.
Not an automatic booth review. It will never be triggered by automatic booth review. They also may exempt Hail Mary passes so that Hail Marys are not reviewable. That change would require coming up with a formal definition of what is a Hail Mary. And then when I heard this first,
Hail Mary,
I saw this in a Mark Maskey tweet yesterday or a couple of days ago now. Mark Maskey, Washington Post, longtime NFL writer. I saw him reporting on it first. And when he wrote it and he tweeted that out, that's the first thing that came to mind. And I understand, you know, when we say Hail Mary and when you're talking, you know, Hail Mary, you know what I'm talking about. You say Hail Mary, I know what you mean.
Exactly what I'm saying.
But when you say define Hail Mary, well, in a rule sense, in a technical sense, I don't know that there is a technical definition of when it would be applied or not applied for a rule. So Hail Mary, a formal definition of it? Well, how much time is on the clock? Does it have to be with a certain amount of time? Does it have to be with time expiring? Does it have to be on last possession for a given team when they are trailing in the game? What is it?
Multiple players seemingly in the same catch radius zone.
Does it have to be on a fourth down? Does it have to be does the ball have to reach the end zone? What is going to constitute a Hail Mary?
What if there's only 7 seconds on the clock and it's a second down and you have the ball to plus 33? Is that considered a Hail Mary?
Furthermore, if it's not automatically reviewable, why are we excluding it as a play where the rules apply? Why can't we have it so that a coach throws a flag and challenges it? And this is what Rich McKay said. He is the CEO of the Atlanta Falcons, president and CEO of the Falcons. He's a member of the competition committee, which blows my mind because he's the same guy who served the suspension, if my memory serves me correctly, when the Falcons were pumping in crowd noise. Right?
Yeah. Dome team.
Jim?
Yeah.
Jim, am I wrong? Rich McKay, he got popped for the crowd noise in Atlanta.
Yes.
Okay. So the guy who gets popped for the crowd noise in Atlanta, you know, which would seem to be...
I mean, he has stiff suspension. He got suspended off 6 months off the competition committee. In the time when the competition committee doesn't do anything. The time of year they don't do anything. That's the portion he got suspended.
It's just... You're pumping in crowd noise in your home stadium. You would think that doing something that is not in the spirit of fair competition, you would think that that would disqualify you from being on the competition committee.
It's the one venue. It is the one venue that Bob and I have done a game in indoors where Bob says... I've done a lot of minor league baseball games.
Yeah.
And the amount of stuff that goes on during timeouts, the trying to get the fans pumped up. And he goes, this is a minor league production. The Atlanta Falcons home games are minor league productions.
Well,
but
hey, they did a good job at the Super Bowl. I'll give them that.
The Super Bowl was great.
Nothing wrong. Top notch production of the Super Bowl, and that stadium was fabulous.
Gorgeous.
They got a really nice place. He said this, we really don't want our games to end on a review. Oh, well, gee. Well, now that you put it that way.
In the spirit of things, we don't want to get
the hell
to Paul
is that?
Right, but we
got
another game.
We don't
want
to take the time to get it right. That would mean the game ends on a review. We don't want that to happen. We just want to end the game, however it goes. What is that crap?
So wait a minute.
We don't want to get, if it's the last play of the game, we don't want to get it right. We just want the game to end.
So you, there's
dramatic,
not there's not
dramatic
really,
that way.
The only real Hail Mary that is in play for me is, you know, the end of a Super Bowl.
This league is stupid.
You know, where
it's
the
stupid. It's stupid in a lot of ways, and there's a lot of stupid people working in the league.
So you mean to tell me?
That's a stupid comment. At the end of the game, when it's the final play of the game.
Bears.
And maybe a game-deciding play.
Bears.
When that happens, we don't care about getting it right. We just want to get out of there.
You're going to let that play happen. So the Bears, remember the Bears catch on the 1 yard line?
What the hell are you talking about? That's... In the final deciding seconds of the game, we don't want to slow things down. Yeah. We just want the game to end because it's close to being over, and therefore, getting it right doesn't matter anymore.
Even if it
just
determines, it could determine playoff team. It could determine millions of dollars changing hands with gamblers. All that stuff.
Really?
The hell are you talking about, Rich McKay? What's wrong with you? I hope the Falcons next year have a game-deciding play in the final moments of a game, final seconds of a game, and get absolutely hosed by a referee and get sent home and get sent packing and don't get to review a play that they get obviously screwed on, and I get to throw this comment right back in his face and say, oh, but it was dramatic, Rich McKay, and the game was so close to being over, we just wanted it to end because it just needed to be over with. Who cares about getting it right in the last seconds of the game? Just get it over with.
Obviously, they got the call wrong, but we don't want to end the game on a review.
We don't want to review it. I mean, we spend 3 hours doing this thing, and during the course of a three-hour NFL game, we spend how many minutes of that now doing review? And review is here, and it's staying. Sorry, Felger, it is. It's here, and it's staying.
But
it's not going anywhere.
But why don't they want to do review in the last play of the game? Because review kind of sucks. and they should just get rid of it.
But that's not happening, Jim. That you're living in a fantasy world.
But he's admitting
world.
That it sucks okay. by saying they don't want to end the game on it.
But he's living in a fantasy world, and you're living in a fantasy world, and the Felgers of the world are living in a fantasy world. It's here, it's staying, and if anything, it's expanding. So do you want to live in reality, or do you want to live in fantasy land and say, nah, it sucks, I don't like it?
Just for 59 minutes and 59 seconds.
Exactly. So for 59 minutes and 59 seconds, we're going to do the review thing, and then in the last second, we say, ah, just get it over with. It doesn't matter anyway. What are you, stupid? What kind of league are you running here? What kind of Mickey Mouse operation is this? And then I remember, I see that shield and I go, ha, there it is. National Football League.
So what's this
here
have to do?
Here we are again.
What's this have to do with the way the New Orleans Saints fools. Ended their season? Yeah, like what's Nothing. This have to do?
Nothing.
Yes, they would have, they would have to challenge it because it was in the, was it in the final 2 minutes? It was in the final 2 minutes, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How about Tom Brady around a 25-yard line in Pittsburgh? Oh, Josh Gordon taps out. They send Cordarrelle Patterson in. They throw a desperation ball to the end zone. Is that reviewable? Can I sit there and bitch with Bob and say, hey, throw the flag, Bill?
This league can't find its way.
What do we have here? We had somebody grab somebody.
Well, so I can't remember if the Rams – did the Rams have any timeouts left at the time? If there was an offensive pass interference on that play that the Saints had instead of defensive pass interference, they wouldn't have been able to challenge it because they wouldn't have had timeouts left.
That's a good point. Welcome to new hell.
Even though it's in the final 2 minutes where everything's reviewed except for that play.
Except for one play.
I'm so confused.
Let's do review the whole afternoon except for that last play. That one's not important enough. The last play's not important enough for review.
Gene Steratore, better get ready.
We don't want to end the game on a review. We only want to do review for, again, most of the game. Like, you know, 59 minutes, 59 seconds.
What do you want?
Except for maybe that last play. We don't want to end the game on a review.
What do you want? Less Romo now? More Steratore?
End on a review? Come on, guys. We all want to go home.
Awful.
Good. I hope you go home a loser, Rich McKay. Hope your team loses until the end of time. It gets hosed on game-ending play after game-ending play. That's what I hope happens to your team. 617-779-0985. So throw that into the mix. The NFL doesn't know how to handle their new rules. They don't. They have no idea what to do now. They're stuck. They're putting in review on PI, and they don't know how to implement it and handle the final 2 minutes or handle Hail Marys. They don't know what to do, and it's May 23rd. The season's coming faster than you think. We're less than 4 months from the start of the season. They don't have the answer yet. We'll get your calls coming up after the action update.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All right. Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
OTA's happening in Foxborough today. I'm sure we'll get some tweets from OTA's later this hour.
Reese, losing his stuff this morning. He get his first official, printed out Patriots 2019 roster. So Reese was all excited. He took a picture of it, tweeted that out. He's been down here for about 5 hours.
I was going to say, it's noontime. It's 12:22. He's probably been there 6 or 7 hours by now.
We're going to get the first picture of Danny Etling walking out. Reese.
Jim had a good prediction today. He said of all the guys down there today that will be out there doing their thing, Tom Brady will not be one of them,
correct,
as we know.
Correct.
He said, get ready for this. You'll be hearing about how great Jared Stidham is. Because all his pre-draft stuff was, he's great in shorts. Remember
accurate.
That?
Accurate.
When he works out without the shoulder pads on, when he's just working out.
Best thrower in the field.
He's the best thrower out there.
Throws a pretty ball.
Yeah, pretty ball. He's out there. Look at the way that he plays the position when he's just doing it in a drill.
He was at a camp with Trevor Lawrence and Tua, and he threw the best ball of them all.
Put him in a game situation, it looks a little different, but get ready for that.
I don't think Lawrence throws a great ball. It's Manning-like. It doesn't spin like most guys.
Why don't we jump back to some of your calls, 617-779-0985, including some on Memorial Day. Jim in Cambridge on that. Hi, Jim.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to comment that my dad was with me in the car coming home from the doctors. He's a World War II veteran.
Nice.
He thought a nice comment might be, have a peaceful Memorial Day.
Good one. I like that.
Nice. I like that.
And one other thing, guys, what would Mel Blunt think about the changes to defensive backs?
I think he'd still want to take someone's head off. One of the hardest hitting safeties I've seen, ever. Mel Blunt, Donnie Shell, that tandem. Yeah, Chung's got a little Donnie Shell in him. Yeah, he'll hit you. But, I mean, it's can't tee guys up like,
Mel Blunt,
like you've been able to.
I mean, that is those youth right there, man.
It's 6'4" safety. It wore a cowboy hat and just leather jacket and jeans. Badass. He came back. They brought all the Steeler greats back from one of the games we did. You know, it's one of the primetime games, obviously.
Yeah.
So it's 4:30 start in Pittsburgh. I'm standing down here. I'm freaking Franco, Rocky Blair, and not Frank O'Harris, like Ed the
no,
intern.
No, Franco. Thing.
Franco. Rocky Blair and Mel Blunt came walking out, like right next to me, with the old game jerseys
on. Yeah, what did you do?
The block letters.
Oh.
You know, it starts.
Still had a moment.
And I just like, the only thing you get better here is like Mean Joe Green comes out with his white jersey and says, hey, kid, catch. Have a Coke. And smile.
Coke
and smile. Like that, I don't know what to say. Like, wow. That's like boyhood hero right there.
Wow. Thanks, Mean Joe.
Yeah, I would. Thanks, Mean Joe. Hey, kid, catch.
TJ in Texas. Hi, TJ.
What's up, Zoe? How are you guys doing?
Hi.
So I was just thinking, as far as Memorial Day goes, I think one good thing is to just raise whatever beverage you got in your hand.
What do you like to eat? What do you like to eat on Memorial Day? Like, if you got your
Memorial Day?
Yeah, your
any good cookout food. Any good cookout foods with
well,
the
general.
Way to go.
Yeah.
But I'd say raise your closest glass and say honor the fallen. I think the boys there, you know. I think I worked in Uncle Sam's Misguided Children, and I think a lot of the guys would appreciate having a good time, not being you know, all solemn and sullen about it. Have a great time and honor America.
Sounds good. Honor
okay,
America.
Okay, TJ. Right. Thanks for the call.
Hardy taught me about this Memorial Day. Like, I always had it back wrong, where I got fired up for summer and, you know, shoot the cannons off, let's go, and fireworks, and thank you, Americans.
We did have a discussion about this.
Yeah, we did. We told you to tone it down.
You're like, that's what it's we did. Memorial Day. It's not
a solemn
fourth. It's
not holiday.
The 4th of July. Huh. You don't want to be. You shoot those suckers off. That's what Shaughnessy hates America. Any Americana in the middle of summer, Shaughnessy hates it. So, yeah. Memorial Day is not like, hey, it's kicking off summer. It is like, yeah, it's. You remember.
It's both, though.
Shut up, Jim. No, I'm trying to make a point. It's not both. If you want to get back on the party
you know
train,
what?
That's
just,
up to you, Jim.
You just got
why don't you worry? Why don't you worry about your little tournament this weekend? You could have 13 hours on a field on Sunday.
Don't the beaches open after Memorial Day, typically?
Those beaches will be open, Jim, yes.
Lifeguards on duty typically after Memorial Day?
No. No, I think it's, what's 20th of June, start of summer, right?
Yeah, technically, but I think lifeguards go on duty right at Memorial Day weekend.
I don't think so.
Can we just be honest about it? Summer really doesn't start here until the 4th of July.
Right.
Really doesn't.
Right.
And Tom says it's over by 4th of July.
Over?
You're over.
What's over?
Summer.
Summer?
No.
Yeah, that's a strong take of his, yes.
What world do you live in?
That's why he doesn't use the microphone.
So what happens? You take the train every day. Every day is the same. Oh, same day. Walking in. That's T-Bone.
Did you hear Francesa yell at his producer? Or not yell.
I did not.
I shouldn't say yell. He didn't yell at him.
Put him in his place?
Sort of. Knock him down a peg?
I just thought. You remember, I'm over here. See this thing? It's a microphone. You're over there.
I want to call that. That's
what
I'm calling
behind
that.
It.
Getting
behind
monzoed.
Yeah. You're behind the glass. What do we got?
I think Jim's going to pull it up. Okay.
Well, it'd be nice if you had a producer who could pull the audio and play something.
He played 150 games, 116 games, then 145 games.
Oh, God, here we go.
Then he played 74 games. I don't know what the injury was. Then he played.
In the head of the ball.
What do you, Mons, was that for me, or was somebody's interrupted the show?
Oh, my
He got hit in the head with the ball.
Oh, okay. That's what you were trying to say. Okay, I remember with the injury. So you get hit by the ball. So listen, just next time, just try to give me an idea. You're coming in the show before you do. Because I couldn't understand what the heck you're talking about. 159. Okay. So for the most part, he got hit in the head, as Mon just tried to tell you. And this year, he's played 3 games.
I'm going to tell you what.
He hit the wrong button. That's what he did.
I sided with the producer, and Jim sided with the host on that. How bizarre is that?
Well, he screwed up. He hit. He was trying to talk in his ear. I can talk in your ear and not be talking in
on
the air.
How weird is that, though? How strange is that?
Why,
we both listened to it.
Why do we hear him
I
now,
side
though,
with,
we never
with, the, with the producer,
right.
And he and Jim sided with the host.
I side with the producer on this one. He's trying to help
I'm
you
I'm with
out.
The producer. I'll tell you why.
Well, because he screwed up. No, he screwed up and went on the air by mistake. Because
right.
You could tell by the way he was talking. He was trying to tell him in his headset.
Yeah. You're hitting the head with the ball. You're hitting the head with the ball. I'm going to talk to somebody this afternoon. I'm going to talk about this guy with him. One of his old buddies. Say, have you ever talked to your radio host there? Good guy.
But you sided with the producer
with
because
the producer.
This is what,
I'll tell you why.
This is what makes it fascinating because you thought Francesa was being a jerk?
I think that he's being unreasonable because you know why? He's not in the studio in New York because he's decided to do the show from his freaking house.
Oh.
And if you're going to do it from your house and your producer has to work from the studio in New York.
G-chat.
And your producer is on a delay because you're doing a show from your house and he's trying to get in your ear and there's a little bit of a delay and he's trying to break in. Well, guess why there's a delay? Because you've decided to do the show from your house and he's trying to help you.
And how else is he supposed to let him know he's going to be coming on the show? What's he supposed to do?
How does he fire the warning shot there, Michael? He can't see you. You can't see him. Again,
no, he could have talked in his headset and said, I'm going to come on the air.
That's more disruptive than just
which,
going on
again,
the air.
Would stop him dead in his tracks, and he'd be saying, was that on the air? Could everybody hear that? Could everybody hear him?
Can I have it again,
I don't
please?
Know if you're talking to me or talking to everybody.
You can't understand what he's saying the first time.
Give me it again. Give me
the
it
first
again.
Time, you can't understand it.
Then he played
in the head with the ball.
What Mons, was that for me, or was some reason he interrupted the show?
Is there some reason?
He got hit in the head with the ball.
Oh, okay. That's what you were trying to
some reason you interrupted the show.
Interrupted.
And then
four
when he
games,
said,
I don't know what the injury
and then
was.
When he said he got
and
hit
he played
in the head with the ball.
And when he does understand, oh, he got hit in the head with the ball, couldn't he have just said, oh, he got hit in the head with the ball. Okay, Mons, and move on. But no, he like, you know, can't let it go. Let it go, dude. You're doing a show from like the, you know, the back room at your house.
The people in New York only have themselves to blame for this because you keep listening to this guy.
Exactly.
And you have given the people who run the station reason to bring him back on.
Do you remember
and
what
put
they
him
put on?
On because he gets ratings?
Do you remember what they put on?
But I just want to say when you just told Jim to shut up,
Chris Carlin,
that's not getting
Gray,
Monzo'd around and, here. You got Monzo.
Okay, well
what's
then
his name? Bart Scott.
If that didn't work, then do a different show. Why do you bring Francesa back?
Because they go kiss my butt to come back. I said, please come back, Mike. You know,
right? Because we tried one thing and it didn't work out. So instead, we just bring the other guy back.
If we did that to Jim, you would quit on us. I'm sorry, Jim. Is there a reason you interrupted the show? The reason why?
Next time, give us a heads
like,
up.
What?
I'll just stay on the air and talk. Continue
Mons,
talking
turn
to
mic
you.
Off. Shut up.
What? By the way, Will, some tweets agreeing with Tom. Summer's over at July 4th.
Why is it over though? It's just getting going. Why? I don't
summer
get it.
Ends on July 4th?
It's pretty much over by that point,
that's when my vacation starts.
That's when everyone starts doing
what are you
stuff.
Talking about? It's the dumbest thing you've ever said in your life.
Some tweets.
And then
they've
got to
work the 4th of July.
Josh, our TV producer, also agrees.
That the summer ends on July 4th?
Another hermit. What is the ending?
By the way, I found something else that Twitter was worthwhile for today, as someone pointed out. We're getting World Cup games in 2026. Is that true? Do we know that? Is that happening? World
yes.
Cup?
Yes. Yes.
What was that, Jim? What did you say when you interrupted Beetle?
Gillette, yes.
I'm in favor of that. Those are games.
Those are events.
I like that. Those are games that don't require any building of new stadiums.
And they knock it out there. Brazil comes. That place packs, man.
World Cup, like 94 when they played at Foxworth. Those
were
great.
England, right. Yep.
And is it
World Cup? We can handle that.
Is it downtown?
Awesome. No, it's at the stadium where they play soccer games already, although it's sort of, you know, not best suited for soccer. But no, World Cup, I like that. I'm
fine.
In on that.
Well, so it's on a certain date. If you want to avoid the traffic in that area, you could avoid
Thumbs
it.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up for World Cup. Yeah. Thank you very much.
A real event, a real sporting event. Yes.
Like that.
Big soccer match there this weekend, by the way.
So oh, there was?
It's going to be Star Wars night at Gillette Stadium. Did you get a bobblehead yet?
No, but there are many of those floating around our office. They did not send one specifically for me.
Oh, so you're saying it's not that big a deal? Well, let me see yours then.
Well, how is it that I knew exactly what was in that package before you even opened it? You said, oh, what did I get? I said, I bet it's a...
Have you seen one,
I bet it's a red Star Wars bobblehead.
Oh, well.
Can I see it?
Yeah. Should we unveil it now, or you want to wait? You want to have a big unveil?
You unbox that and get that ready for the next segment, okay?
Take it out right now.
And some tweets from the Patriots. Uh-oh. OTAs on the way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Something.
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yeah.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Get to a couple of calls, then we'll jump on over to the tweets from OTAs. Joey's in Lynn. Hi, Joey.
Zoe, Beetle, Heidi, Jim, what's up, guys?
Joe.
Hey, I know I'm a day late on this one. Well,
summer just started, so go ahead.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. The Bruins series. I think it's just going to be a 7-game Bruins and 7.
Oh, wait a minute. We're doing predictions then. So you missed out on a prediction part of...
Yeah. Oh. I'm a day late.
That's
okay.
I'm glad you remember what we did today.
Smoked a little too much, you know? But, it's going to be a heavy physical game, low scoring, like Bruce Cassidy said. It's going to be, great series, I think. It really is.
You got scores on your phone?
What's that?
Do you get scores on your phone?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
No, but I follow it. I'm a diehard hockey fan my whole life.
So you think this is going 7?
7, Bruins and 7. It's going to be a heavy physical, low scoring, like Bruce Cassidy. They rarely see it. I watched a lot of the St. Louis series, and they're a tough team. Everybody talks about the Bruins depth, but they got depth too.
Yep, they got size. They got good defensive defensemen. Going to have to sort of go through that wall to score your goals, though.
Yeah, we was just driving around. His banner fell out of this big package on the highway. So my buddy, he jumped across the moving cars.
Trisha's in Woburn. We'll allow this.
Trish!
Why summer ends on July 4th? I think it's a ridiculous take.
Hi, guys. My mother was from the Maritime Provinces, and they always used to say summer ended July 4th. I think it might have been a farming reference, because there was no other summer holidays till Labor Day.
I could still get corn, like the corn, the roadside stands down in the Cape and that. Like, late July is when it really cranks
but
up.
But in the form of summer activities, all the summer activities are July and August. Trips to the beach, vacations.
Your kids can't even get in the water in June. It's so freaking cold. You can't go to a beach this weekend and get in the water. It's freezing.
No, I agree with you. I think they were just looking at the calendar. That was more of a calendar reference than a weather reference.
Yeah, it's like stupid T-bone.
I agree with you.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Good, Trish.
Calendar, weather, anything. It's ridiculous.
The dumbest thing Tom ever said.
There's no defending it. There's no explanation for it.
Tom's not even going to be able to put it for summertime. He's already complained to the boss and the boss told him you're dead wrong and you're stupid.
That's right. The boss walked into the room and said, you're stupid, and then walked out.
So there, Tom.
I'm just wondering why they would have July 4th as a date at all in the Maritime Provinces, considering they don't celebrate July 4th in Canada.
It's not their independence.
Do they celebrate something up there?
It's American independence.
Does anyone have an answer for that? No?
You have the scores of the football games on that thing, by any chance?
No, I don't.
Yeah. You sure killing from Quincy? A lot of updates in Quincy. Like, busy town, man.
A lot of people there.
Yeah, the QIE thing. That thing's taken off.
Stop it. Stop it. Shameless self-promoter, Jeff Sullivan.
Yeah, he just texted.
Let's go to the tweets. The tweets from OTAs today.
Tweets from OTAs.
Let's get to
Lanny.
It. Let's get to it. Jeff Howe out of the gate on Twitter at Jeff P. Howe. N'Keal Harry made a strong first impression today at OTAs, catching five passes between three quarterbacks and team drills, including a perfectly executed back shoulder touchdown pass from
Jared Stidham.
You know it.
Woo!
Against J.C. Jackson. Physically, Harry stands out. Good explosion over the middle, too. Man, that reads like an Anquan Boldin type of play, doesn't it?
Yeah, explosion.
Explodes over the middle.
Yeah. I just remember how Brandon Cooks exploded in camp. Like, we're like, oh, my God.
Okay, all right. Boldin. Come on now. They're, why even put those guys in the same category or conversation? Missing today from OTAs, according to Zach Cox of Nesson. Tom Brady, Sony Michel, Isaiah Wynn, Michael Bennett, Patrick Chung, as well as Demaryius Thomas, Kyle Van Noy, Dietrich Wise, Austin Seferian-Jenkins, yeah. Nate Ebner.
So Michael Bennett's working
Yadni
out in...
Kajust, Nick Brossette, Ryan Allen, Joe Cardona.
So Michael Bennett signed here, got a nice bump in pay. It chose to work out in Hawaii, and nobody's breaking his balls about it. You know, got to forget that. You know, with the quarterback.
Zach Cox has some numbers on N'Keal Harry, saying he was busy today and looked good. Targeted 10 times in 11-on-11s, by far the most of any receiver. And caught five passes, including a slant touchdown against Joe... I almost said Joe Juwan.
Joe Juwan.
Stop it.
It is Joe Juwan. It's not Joe Juwan?
Juwan Williams.
Joe Juwan.
No, Felger. No, Juwan Williams. And a contested grab in double coverage, as we mentioned before, over J.C. Jackson as well as Duke Dawson. Mark Daniels writes that with several tackles, Wynn and Kajust missing today, Joe Tooney was playing some left tackle.
Oh.
Oh, was right.
Oh.
He played there in college, so he has some experience at the position. Mark Daniels also says a solid day for Juwan Williams. He had an interception and a pass breakup.
Pick six. J-O-E-J-U-A-N. Joe Juwan Williams from Vanderbilt.
Mark Daniels, Ben Watson made a really nice touchdown grab in traffic. Probably the best catch of the day. The throw from
Etling.
Wrong. Oh, you guessed right. I thought you were going to say Stidham again.
Danny Etling.
Yeah, Danny Etling on the throw. Danny Etling. Punt returns today. Punt return duty for Edelman, Dorsett, Jones. That would be Jonathan Jones. Rex Burkhead, Braxton Berrios, Maurice Harris, Ryan Davis, some new receiver wearing number 72, and N'Keal Harry.
Hmm.
On punt returns?
More he can do.
I didn't expect to see that.
No. He's too big. Too big for that.
Veteran visitors today, or retired all-time
he
Patriot
returned to college.
Visitors today. Yeah, but this is the NFL.
Looked pretty good on college.
This is the NFL. Big, it's big a different league. Speed. It's a big boy league.
Quick,
different
get
speed.
Inside. Get up inside. Don't stay low. Get up in there. Stick your head right
I don't
up
care
there.
What you did in college against some team from the MAC.
Was it the MAC? Okay. It was the PAC.
I know that, but you're telling me he didn't play some team from the MAC at some point?
Sure he did. Probably. East Ohio?
Yeah. Yeah, when he was playing Miami of Ohio. Okay.
West Virginia Wesleyan? DePaul?
Come on. Kevin Falk and Troy Brown were at the practice today, helping the coaching staff.
Oh, they don't have coaches.
Well, this is all right. So I guess I didn't hear any of the segments, but earlier this week, Felger Maz were talking about the coaching staff. And apparently there were some criticisms levied against the coaching staff. I'm not shocked to learn that or hear about that.
Right.
But it was about who was on the coaching staff, right? Do I have that right? I didn't hear it. You guys did.
Yes. Kids and lackeys.
It was the Bobos.
His kids. Mike Lombardi's kid.
Which is always the case. It's always the Bobos on parade with that staff, right? So that's not new. My criticism of the staff is that they're thin. They could use some more bodies. And it's really not about the here and now and about 2019. I think they'll be fine. I don't think they'll be bad. They could use more bodies in terms of the next time they get a couple of guys taking jobs elsewhere, they're better prepared for it. It's more of a long-term thing for the next two or three years. The more bodies you bring in and the more guys you have learning, the better prepared you are over the next two, three, 4 years. That's all. They feel a little thin right now. They've got guys doing multiple jobs, but it could be because it's harder to teach 10 guys at the same time than it is to teach six guys, right?
Oh, yeah. Do we have a Greg Schiano sighting anywhere?
I don't care where he is. He's gone.
Morph into oblivion?
They're better off without him.
Yeah.
That is one I don't mind. I will not criticize him for not having a defensive coordinator because he left. They're better with Bill as the DC. They're better that way. We'll do more of these tweets from OTAs. There's more news on the Patriots and the practice that they held today. The media was allowed in. They were able to see some of it, including some of the music they played at practice, courtesy of Mike Reese.
Oh, Jesus.
I'll tell you that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
First, our introduction.
Zolak Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
On the oh yes it was.
What are we?
Jim would have played something on the playlist.
What are we on, an out of market show?
Here it is.
Hey, let's go up to Boston. Let's talk to those crazy cats up in Boston.
I'm shipping up to Boston.
Yes, it
is the fourth song on the list from Dropkick Murphys today.
Yep. Wait a minute.
Yeah, don't rip me. Rip Belichick.
Wait a minute. What list?
Well, the playlist that practiced.
Oh.
Tweets from OTAs.
Mike Reese's
Welcome
phone.
To the jungle, Guns N' Roses. For those about to rock,
uh-huh.
Crazy Train.
All the usual suspects.
Sunday, Bloody Sunday, U2. Oh. Van Halen's You Really Got Me. Uh-huh. Baba O'Reilly from The Who.
Oh, God.
Get right with you, Migos. And last time I checked, Nipsey Hussle.
Nipsey's dead?
That he is.
Oh, that's right. That R.I.P. Nipsey.
Golden State thing. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Did they end up having... They were trying to figure out where to have the funeral. Obviously, he had his funeral. I don't know where. But they said for the amount of people that were going to show up.
Yeah.
A lot of conspiracy theories about his death.
I heard that.
A lot of conspiracy. Uh-huh.
Craig on Twitter wants an apology.
Who's Craig?
N'Keal Harry never faced a MAC team in his college career.
Really? No way.
I didn't Not a double check one? That. According to him, yes.
Well, who wants an apology?
Craig McMuffin?
Why does he want an apology? Why are we apologizing to him? I'll apologize to N'Keal Harry. Not to him.
All apologies, Mr. McMuffin.
I'm apologizing to him.
Isn't that what the drunk guy told McLovin?
N'Keal Harry? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, N'Keal Harry, but now I'm going to go and look at your college schedule and see if you played something worse than the MAC. I want to know if he played something worse than that.
Tennessee State.
Who did he open? Give me some of those openers in September when you schedule a 1AA school to beat up on. Give me one of those teams.
And hope to God you don't get beat.
UMass?
Give me one of those teams.
Ow.
UMass is always one of those teams. They now, more than ever, since they can do it any time of year, they don't have a conference. They can schedule you any week of the year. You need a team? You need basically a 1AA team
that you could beat?
That's fronting as a 1A team? And you could pay them and they'll come to your place and you could kick the snot out of them? UMass is available.
You know what's amazing?
We'll take that money.
We'll take your paycheck.
I'm looking at like one of Kern's tweets here and another one of somebody else. Like, I don't recognize half these beat writers. Look at these little kids. Like young kids now.
That's Doug Kide. I can see from
That's
here.
Kide?
That's the first one there is Doug
Kide. I guess
Kide.
One of them is probably Nick Underhill.
Yep. Those two guys.
Jerry Thornton's there. That's Bedard in the blue shirt, no?
That's not Bedard. Bedard's fatter than that.
So, last year, Vanderbilt opened at playing against Middle Tennessee.
Oh.
Yeah, but he didn't play for Vanderbilt, though.
Oh, who did he play for? Why am I
Arizona State. You're thinking of JoJuan.
Oh, I'm thinking of JoJuan. Why did I think Vanderbilt? Sorry. Hold on. Give me a second. Give me a moment.
Michigan State.
Give me a second.
Played against Michigan State.
That's a real school.
UTSA, Texas San Antonio.
It's embarrassing.
They're actually a decent team.
It's really embarrassing what schools do nowadays and how they pad these cupcake opponents out of conference. Like, when we were in the ACC, we played the ACC schedule. And our cupcake, you know what it was? Wake or NC State. That was it.
Give me a second.
Well, the Pac-12 plays nine conference games, really? So they can only play three non-conference.
Out of conference, my senior year, I had West Virginia, Virginia Tech, Michigan, and Penn State.
Here we go. September 29th of last year, they played Oregon State.
Pac-12 game.
Oregon State. That's all I get to say.
Conference game.
Oregon State. Yeah. That's, come on. I don't care if it's in your conference.
Still suck.
Why do you hate Nikhil Harry?
I don't.
It's like, so hates Edelman. You hate Harry.
Stop it. I love Nikhil. I love the Nikhil Harry pick. Love it. I just don't think that he's best suited for. He's not the best suited guy on the roster to be fielding punts.
I want the more diminutive player to do that. Yes, the small, quicker one. Because the way they cover punts in this league, man, you got to be able to. You got to do it like Amendola and Edelman, cut and go. This guy needs to worry about catching, lining up, worry about the next series. Talk to him on offense on the sideline. I'll need him out there catching punts. They're just moving guys around, trying to keep him active.
I got to say, Arizona State does not have a ton of terrible teams. They don't have these like 1AA terrible teams the last couple of years. They don't have one. Credit to them.
Good job, Herm Edwards.
Credit to them for not doing it the way these other teams do. Credit to them. Okay, so again, more from the Patriots OTA tweets. Trying to see if anything else really stands out. Here's one from Kevin Duffy that I think Zoe will enjoy. Pat's rookie punter, Jake Bailey, has a massive leg.
Doesn't kick the ball that far, but the actual girth and the mass of that one appendage.
Yeah, we walked into the locker room. It's remarkable. They didn't have his nameplate on his locker. It just said kickstand. It said tripod. It spikes back.
Here's one that I enjoyed reading from Kevin Duffy. Adam Butler intercepted Brian Hoyer on a screen and ran it back 90 yards the other way. Brian Hoyer picking up right where he left off.
You got to finish the Jake Bailey tweet, though.
Oh, Ryan Allen wasn't here. That's a completion that could wrap up quickly.
I think he meant to be competition.
Oh, competition that could.
I think he meant to be competition.
Oh, competition that could. Oh, really?
Meaning Jake Bailey's got the job. That's the way I read it.
Oh. We'll see.
And then you're. We'll kind see. Of an odd contract, right?
Apparently he was booming kickoffs, too.
Oh, boy.
We'll see.
Yeah. Wait till the lights are on.
Yeah. We'll see.
Put a helmet on. They traded up and drafted him. He's making the team.
We'll see. It's May 23rd. I think that's it. I think that's all the stuff that sort of stood out. Did I miss anything? Anything in there?
No.
I didn't think so either.
Nope.
Evan Lazar says the most impressive player at Patriots practice?
Who?
Jake Bailey. No, I'm not kidding, he says.
Oh, okay. All right, guess Jake Bailey was really good.
And Jawan Williams is apparently wearing 51 because of the rookie thing.
JoJuan.
And he's so big, people had a hard time telling him apart from Jawan Bentley,
people thought
wears 51.
People thought he was, I think, Jimmy Collins, too. Because Jimmy Collins, I think, is wearing what? What's he at? Like,
I saw a picture the other day. I saw a picture of Nikhil Harry wearing number 50, and he looks like a guy who could wear number 50.
And Jawan Williams looks like 51, yeah.
And he's out there fielding punts.
Here's my question.
And I was wrong about Stidham. Nobody's glowing about him because he had a terrible day. 6-for-13 with a pick.
Boy, you couldn't have been more wrong today, Jen, when you came in. Why are they
there
making,
he goes again.
Why are they making Jamie Collins wear a single digit and kind of morphing him with the rest of the rookies?
Maybe. He's probably waiting for a player to get cut and get his uniform.
He wants it. Or he's trying to negotiate 51. It. He wants 51, and they're like, no, you can't have it because we had to give it to these rookies.
No, Jawan Bentley's 51, though.
Wasn't he 91?
Oh. Maybe he's negotiating. This happened with Adrian Wilson. Remember Adrian Wilson came in?
Wasn't he in 90s, too? Daron Harmon changed back to Butler's? That's right.
No, but what did he wear when he was in Cleveland?
51.
Yeah, 91 here, right?
Yep, 91 here.
But when he got here.
Strategic-wise, is 91.
But he couldn't get 51 when he got here, right?
91's gone. 51 is taken.
He couldn't get 51 when he got here because Mayo was still here, right?
Yeah, I just get another one.
So maybe he wants 51 and it was already taken by a rookie. And he's waiting.
Bentley. Bentley's got it too.
Oh, right. Bentley's got it.
But or he could negotiate.
He's waiting on one of those 50s to open up. That could be it. Who knows? He's not going to wear a single digit, is he?
No. No, he can't. It's against the rules.
Can't you apply for a waiver, though, now?
Nope. Yeah. Not for single digit, no.
No?
No.
You can apply for a waiver for the 40s, I think. You can wear a number in the 40s as a linebacker. 40s and 50s.
Did we break or are we late?
We didn't break, did we?
No, we didn't.
We don't have a break. We just have headlines.
Yeah, but that means quick.
No, yeah. No commercials.
Yeah, just headlines.
And we got to put up some gifts, I think, this hour. Later in the hour. We have some gifts that were sent.
Wait, we got a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff sent here today.
All right, let's just do it then, because you're itching to do it, so we might as well just do it.
Let Zoe open a present.
Let Zoe open his presents.
I can't wait.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.